This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
On the Joe Messina Show, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. That's the other thing. You got to pay attention. And get your facts straight. Don't do what I do and screw them up on a regular basis. Seriously. I'm always having to correct myself. That's what I get for trusting people. No, but seriously. Get your facts straight, get your information, and then be passionate. There's nothing wrong with being passionate about these things. Nothing wrong with wanting other people to understand and know. After the break, we're going to talk about the monkey business that is going on behind monkey pox. The pox. I mean, what's next? Giraffe pox, pig pox? I'd love to know. So the World Health Organization, you know, do you really think they're gonna use the medical crisis to take over, you know, American medicine? Right? New studies are showing every day that the vaccines that you got actually weakened your immune system, did not strengthen them, and that you're more susceptible because of the lowered immune system. We're going to talk to Attorney Tom Rentz. He's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security. They included Biden and Fauci as well. He is fighting, he is pushing back against the forced vaccine mandates. And there is a lot going on there. There's a lot happening that you guys don't know about, that you guys don't know is going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged. That way there, you have a clue. Right? You know, it's funny. Somebody just brought up, sent me an email. We were talking about guns. And I don't remember who it was, the Japanese admiral or what have you, said you could never, ever invade the American homeland, interior, because there would be a gun behind every blade of grass. That's what kept them away from us. That's what kept them afraid of us. It's just amazing to me. Now, like I said, you've got to pay attention to stuff. You've got to pay attention to what's going on. On another note that only affects some of us, you look at what's going on here in California, for instance. You know, they're talking about how much it costs to live, especially here in California. Now, California has seen a rise in food costs that I understand is matched nowhere else. I don't know how true that is, but from what I read, it is. You know, and again, when you see all this, the money that we're spending, and how inflation has gone up, ground beef in most, well, a couple weeks ago, ground beef in most major supermarkets in California was hovering in at about $4 a pound. Right? You've seen it rise to $6 a pound in almost no time at all, within like 60 days. Now, the reason they're trying to make it so that you won't eat it anymore, too expensive for you to eat. And that's the other thing. I love these people who keep saying, you know, you're better off eating plant-based food. I'd like you to sit down and watch the process of them turning, you know, 30 pounds of plant-based material into food you can eat. How many chemicals do they have to add? What process does it go through? How much nutrition is actually really left in it when they're done? No, really, think about it. Right? In California, the cost of living continued to hit levels we haven't seen in over 40 years. Last week, I think it was, last week there was a measurement that showed that food, or the cost of living, I should say, overall, increased 8.5% in just 12 months. Hello? Just 12 months. Other food-related items have gone up close to 10% in less than 12 months. But your pay isn't keeping up. And you can say, well, gee, you know, maybe we should do something to make the pay go up. No, how about we get government in line? How we get government to understand? I love these Democrats right now say, you can't blame Joe Biden for all this. This has to do with Russia. This has to do with gas is up all across the world. Well, that's because they're charging more money because we're not putting any natural resources into the system anymore. We're not exporting oil. We're buying it like crazy. It's in high demand everywhere. And that's where they make their money. Right? We are, you know, capitalism is so bad. They want to go back to socialism. There is something seriously wrong with these people. They need to go see what socialism is about, what it's done to other countries. I had somebody arguing with me. They says, well, if you hate socialism so much, then what you need to do is you need to ignore the police. You need to ignore the fire department. They went through all of these things. I'm going, what? What are you talking about? Seriously. Well, because the fire department, police department, and so on, those are all socialist organizations. Like, wow, dude, really? So we'll see your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. SunEBay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, we're talking a lot, we have talked a lot about what's going on, not just with the World Health Organization, but even from within our own CDC. Now, they can't make up their minds as to, you know, what works, what doesn't work. And when you look at the drug manufacturers, we just talked about this the other day, too. What other drug? I am 62 years old, and coming up on 62 years old. I talked to my aunt, who's 84, been through a lot in her life. And I asked her, I said, do you know of any drug that you've taken over the years that you had to take four times in 1 year for it to actually, or to assume that it actually worked? Because now we're hearing it really doesn't work. It actually gets worse with every injection you get. I don't know of anything. Some people get yearly flu shots, so be it. But you don't get two in a year or three in a year. I mean, tetanus, I think, is every 10 years now, or whatever it is. But this is nuts. This is craziness. And now you heard that the CEO of Pfizer came out and said, hey, we got this little pill. You can take the pill, and the pill will tell God knows who, or affirm that you took your medication. Really? Nobody's afraid of that? And now we're talking about handing our health requirements, if you would, over to the World Health Organization. I mean, seriously? Are we serious about this? I've asked attorney Tom Rentsch to join me, and he is a lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC, the DHHS, Biden, and Fauci. What a great team to pull together on that. Regarding these forced vaccine mandates that you're going to see, or I believe you will see. Right now they've tabled it. They've shoved it in the drawer somewhere. They're going to pull it out here in California with the California legislature. Tom, thanks for being part of the show.
Oh, glad to be here, Joe. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing so far so good, but the night's still young, as they say. So I'm just going to jump into the forced vaccines for a minute, because that is the, you know, being a member of a school board, that is probably the largest amount of emails that I get. The majority of them being, you are not going to force my kids to be vaccinated. I don't care what you do. I'll pull my kids out of school. That's the majority of the emails I get. But they're going to try here in California, they're going to try to tie that in to the group of vaccines that are already required to go to school. Is there any chance of beating that?
Well, they're absolutely. I mean, one of the major goals is to get this on the childhood vaccine schedule. Now, there's all sorts of issues with it. And I mean, I've got cases in court right now, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll tell you in a few months or however long it takes to get to courts. But, you know, the thing about this is ultimately this comes down to, you know, the parents. I'm just a regular guy fighting this in court and want to shut these bad guys down. But what you got to understand is this kind of comes down to this. You parents, you people that are listening to this, do you really want to risk your kids' future, their life, their safety on these jabs that they have lied about every single time they've opened their mouth? You know, I've got the Project Salus document from the DOD that showed that 71% of new cases and 60% of hospitalizations were in fully vaxxed as of the end of September, I believe, of 2021, when Fauci was out telling us that this is a crisis of unvaxxed. I've got the Bird Pack document from the FDA that shows that they knew about all these very serious side effects in October of 2020, before the jabs were even available. The FDA was saying we're going to track these. By the way, have you heard any reporting from the FDA about what they found in the databases that they've said they're going to track them in?
No, you haven't.
Everything that they've said is a lie. It's deceitful. It's misleading. And here's the thing. I'm a dad. I got a 9-year-old and I got a 12-year-old. I will tell you that hell will freeze over before they put that shot in my child's arm. And, you know, if you're willing to risk your child's health so that your buddies can all high-five you for being a good parent, or because you're too lazy to have done the homework to find out how dangerous this really is, man, I'll pray for your kids. That's all I can say about it.
But, Tom, haven't you seen the commercials with the doctors and the pediatricians, and my grandkids have gotten a shot, and, you know, there's nothing, the shot is perfectly safe. I don't know. I mean, they really are working overtime to convince people that this is okay, aren't they?
Oh, man, they sure are, to the tune of $1 billion Biden paid the media to lie about this.
Wow.
You know, but here's what's even better, right? So we just had a deposition of an expert government witness on this, right? Guy was a master's in public health and a doctor and just a learned scientist and scholar and professor. And you know what? He didn't even know that the Pfizer documents that were FOIA'd and released to the public existed. didn't even know. This guy who's the expert, you know, these buffoons that you see lying to you on the TV, this guy was represented. He was the best of them. He was the one that our federal government called as a witness, and he did not know that the Pfizer documents existed. He didn't know that within just a couple months of release, just on Pfizer, there had been over 1,200 deaths and well over 40,000 people who had serious adverse events. He didn't know any of this stuff. So, you know, if you want to trust Anthony Fauci's crew of happy liars and idiots, you can do that. Or you can look this up yourself. You know, I'll tell you my www.rens-law.com. I put out a Substack. I cite what I say. You're welcome to subscribe to it. It's free. But on rens-law.com, if you scroll down a little ways, you'll find some a link to some of the evidentiary finding, right?
Right.
It's 197 pages. There's a table of contents at the beginning. You only need to read the overview documents. The overview documents summarize this. And what I did was I put together a few pieces of evidence, not anywhere near all of the thousands and thousands of pages I've collected, just a few pieces, so critical pieces. And I put those together, and I summarize those for people so they're accessible, so they can understand it. And they're government documents. There are Pfizer documents. They're everything you need to know how big of a lie this really is. You read that, you tell me what's wrong with it.
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but it's a true statement. People don't do homework. People don't dig. They don't look. They don't read. When you know, the Pfizer information that came out, what was it, 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, and if you actually read it and went through it, you would find where you saw how ineffective the shots actually are. And that actually, the damage that it does, how it actually affects your immune system and makes it weaker, not stronger. And we can deal with more of that on the other side of the break. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Multiple Uvalde parents are speaking out, as well as videos are circulating on social media that shows family members, some of whom can be heard yelling at law enforcement officials, trying to enter Robb Elementary School. USA Radio News reporter Lance Pry has more.
The gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday was on the school property for up to an hour before law enforcement entered the barricaded classroom and killed him. Texas DPS Public Information Officer Lieutenant Chris Olivares on CNN.
We have an active shooter situation. We're trying to preserve any further loss of life. We cannot have, and as much as they want to go into that school, we cannot have individuals go into that school, especially if they're not armed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Let's see your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. And we're talking about what everybody likes to talk about, which is, you know, the CDC, the so-called pandemic, I call them the injections. I can't call them anything else because I don't believe that they work. I don't believe that they really do what we were told that they were going to do. As I like to joke around to a degree and say, what other medication do you know? Inoculation, whatever you want to call it, that you have to take like four times in a year to hope that it might maybe work. So we're talking about the what I'm calling the dark side of monkeypox, you know, the monkey business behind monkeypox. We're talking with attorney Thomas Rentz. He's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio and New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC, DHHS, Biden, and Fauci. He's going after all of them. Thank God somebody is. And again, we're looking at another, I don't know what you want to call us, but we're going to have monkey pox. I was joking with you after that. We're going to have pig pox after that, and then maybe giraffe pox. I don't know. I mean, how long can they keep this going? How do they get us to keep buying into this?
Well, I mean, listen, they've been studying how to get us to buy into this for years. So when I started working on this, I started, you know, this whole thing stunk. I could see that they were lying about everything. So, you know, I started looking into how they do this. And public health has been using fear as a motivating factor for, you know, half a century.
Yep.
I mean, the research on using fear as a method to get people to follow whatever it is you want them to follow in public health is, I mean, it's very, very well researched. You can run a Google Scholar search. Even Google can't censor all of that stuff. So, you know, that's there. But then when you combine the use of fear with peer pressure, because we live in a nation full of wussies who don't have the capacity to stand on their own two feet, and they're more worried about whether someone likes them than what's right and wrong. And so, you know, luckily when I come on shows like this, you know, the audience isn't that way, but you don't have to go far to find that group of people. Hop on Facebook. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so when you combine peer pressure with fear, you know, hey, you've got to do this because you could hurt your neighbor, and then your neighbor's going to dislike you. Oh, God, no. Well, I mean, they've absolutely mastered this art of manipulation. In 2003, there was a guy, he was a communications director for the CDC, or one of them, and he put out a presentation, and in it, he actually said the recipe for successfully pushing vaccines. And in that recipe, he literally said plainly, he said, you know, if you want to successfully push this, you've got to scare people into taking it. You've got to show people dying and tell people that they're going to die and basically use fear tactics. I mean, he laid it all out. And they just succeeded. What they've done is they followed through. I mean, you can go fast forward to the HHS crisis communications manuals. You know how they tell you to talk about this. It's been thing after thing after thing. It's always about manipulating the public. You know, because they rationalize in these manuals and say, well, you know, it's in the public's best interest. You know, it's not. And I beg to differ there. I don't care. If we've got the Ebola that they're doing the gain-of-function research on now ravaging through the streets, I'll decide what's in my best interest. I don't need Joe Biden, you know, who's pooping his pants in the corner, to come out and tell me what's in my best interest. You know, he can pound sand for all I care. You know, I'll decide. So, you know, that's what they're doing. It's manipulation, absolutely.
Well, and they've got all the psychology and the psychology experts behind them. If you look at what's going on, like I visit the high school campuses here in my part of the world, and a vast majority of these kids are still wearing masks. And I don't believe that for a second that they're totally fearful of getting it. I think they're so used to having them on, and they truly believe that they're going to save their teacher or their grandparents or their mom or dad or whatever, that they don't even give it a second thought. It's almost like, you know, putting your shirt on in the morning before you leave the house. It's no different for them anymore. They've done a great job at manipulating the mind of these young people, haven't they?
Oh, the idiocy is amazing. And, you know, like I said, but remember, we don't teach our kids to stand on principle anymore. We don't teach them to think for themselves. Remember, I just saw, I didn't know this, well, you're a school board member, right? I mean, critical race theory. I found out that part of critical race theory is apparently critical thinking is now racist. That's yep. The stupidest thing I've ever heard. You know, I mean, I've never heard a more bigoted concept in my life than critical race theory. And we'll be on three shows if I go on a tirade about that. But, you know, the bottom line is we're teaching these kids to shut up, follow orders, and just go with authority. Because it's the right thing to do, it's the nice thing to do, and you know that sort of garbage. You know, I'm guessing, you know, you and I didn't grow up in that way. We grew up in a day where you stood for what it was right, you fought for what was right, you did what was right. You didn't just blindly trust authority; you questioned authority. And that's how you get better. Yep. Because. You know, I mean, that's by questioning you force growth. It's a necessary thing, and it's just like I said. I'm a dad, so we get going on the kids and what they're doing there. I'll be on real time.
But listen, they've done this to the parents. So now I know I'm going to get some emails on this, but there are a lot of ignorant parents out there. You know, the education world has dumbed down education over decades, not over a couple of years, but over decades. So a lot of parents are totally dependent on the school districts. I've actually had parents come to me and say, look, I never gave this stuff a second thought because I wouldn't have thought in 1,000 years you'd be teaching this kind of stuff. So I didn't even pay attention to it. I'm going, really? You sent your kids to me and others, your precious little kids, and didn't think to check up on them to make sure they weren't being abused in any way, shape, manner, or form? That's just wrong. And abuse doesn't always come in physical abuse, does it?
Oh, no. It's laziness. It's absolute laziness. I mean, are you kidding me? So I got the two most precious gifts that God's ever given me, my kids. You know, and my wife. But, you know, our kids are everything. Yep. You think that I'm not going to know what's going on in their world? Do you know how many nightmares the school has when I show up? I mean, I am hell for the school, but you know what? I know everything that's going on with my kids. Now, I don't coddle my kids. They got to stand on their own 2 feet. But there's certain fights that they're not equipped to fight.
Right.
At 9 and 12 years old, they're not equipped to fight fights about policy, about, you know, manipulation. You know, if you tell the kid, well, this is what's right because it's good for your friends and good for your family, and good, you know, they may not have the skill or the talent to think through that, especially since the schools aren't teaching them critical thinking. So, yeah, you're darn right. You've got to know what's going on. You know, I had someone send me, because, you know, I get people sending me stuff, asking me to take cases all the time, because my role in this world, I'm a fighter. I'm about fighting for freedom, right? Yeah. And that's the role God's given me. So I get people sending me stuff from these schools. You know, someone sent me a clip from a book, and I was so in shock at what I read. And I can't repeat it on air. You'd be thrown off the air if I said it.
I'm familiar with those books, yep.
Literally, very descriptive, pornographic-type conversation. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough to be in a high school library or junior high library, it then went on to talk about that in a way that was, they actually tied it in with Jesus Christ. Like, it was not only, like, perverse, but perverse and then tied into faith to be an insult to Christianity, as if the perversion wasn't bad enough. I mean, I got to tell you, if you are trusting your kids with these schools and you're not involved, you have no idea what's happening. These masks, the jabs, you know, if it doesn't tell you what they think of your kids, that they would try and force to, by the way, statistically, if you are under 30 years old, you have zero risk of death from COVID-19. According to CDC statistics, zero. Okay? Zero statistical risk. What benefit is there to taking an experimental gene therapy drug? And with that knowledge, can you tell me why you'd trust your kid in a school that's trying to force that on them?
You know, I got to tell you, I was ridiculed by my other trustees. They all made a big deal out of getting the shot. It was all a PR thing. I wouldn't get the shot. Every one of them has had COVID, except me. So we'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Talk about far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're back. Double team, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of it. You got to be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution, seriously, the way you become part of the solution is really simple. You get informed. It isn't that hard, people. I know some of you go, oh, yeah, I'll never understand that stuff. No, it's not true. They don't write it. At a college level, you can read some of these things. You can understand some. I read the Pfizer report, and I'm not a doctor. Not even close. I barely made it out of high school. And I could understand that. Just don't be intimidated by it. Read it and ask questions. It's that simple. I've got Thomas Rentz to join me. He's an attorney, or he's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC, DHHS, Biden, and Fauci regard these forced vaccine mandates. And you're going to see this, I think you're going to see it pop up more and more across the country, state by state. And it's sad. It's sad that they're hitting our military people. They're totally discounting any kind of religious exemptions or what have you. And Thomas, thanks for joining me.
No, I'm glad to be here, Joey. I think one of the things that we were talking about off there, because you know, I think this is the first time I've had the opportunity to do your show, is, yeah, a lot of this stuff that we're talking about, and if you haven't heard me before, you may not know this, but, I mean, the stuff that I'm saying, the statistics I'm throwing out, we submitted to federal court under perjury, penalty of perjury, in a lot of cases. And, you know, we've submitted in various... If we don't do our research, if we lie to the court, we lose our law license. So we don't just throw this stuff out. Now, I'll tell you sometimes that I'm speculating, but when I throw out facts, those are research. I've got a piece of paper to back that up. You know, and we're talking off air. A great example of this is, you know, I'll still see these buffoons arguing over whether these are gene therapies. We don't need to argue with that. There's no argument. Both Moderna and Pfizer have filed documents with the federal government saying that they're gene therapies. Moderna back in 2019 talked about it, about that in their SEC filings, that these are, that, you know, anything mRNA is a gene therapy. So these are gene therapies. We don't need to talk about, you know, were these, you know, tested on millions of people? No. When the emergency use authorization came out, that was based on testing on only a couple hundred people. Pfizer documents that were just released from the FOIA show that. It shows that that's what the FDA relied on. A couple hundred people. We know that there was no long-term testing. You can't say it's safe and effective. The normal development cycle on drugs is 10 to 20 years on something like this. You can't do long-term testing if you haven't had 10 to 20 years, and this didn't exist 10 to 20 years ago. So there was no long-term testing. We don't have to debate that. So when you tell me it's safe and effective, what, for the first 200 people that they tested over the course of a few weeks? A couple months? I mean, okay, you want to roll the dice with that? Go ahead. But these aren't things that are debatable. These are, you know, to quote Anthony Fauci, the science, and we have to trust the science. Well, I mean, you know, listen, what do you want me to say? These are from their documents, not mine. We post this stuff, we talk about this stuff, but, you know, we're so censored that a lot of people, when I go on a new show, you know, they don't know about this. They don't know where to go.
But the normal thing with, again, just stop and think. You don't have to be a brain surgeon, if you would, or a college graduate for that matter, to sit here and think within a relatively short period of time, maybe a couple of months, they decided that these things would be safe and effective without any kind of long-term testing. And we have people dying of cancer, dying of some diseases that they won't allow to take experimental drugs, drugs that have been tested for years. So you have to stop and sit back and go, okay, what's going on? This makes absolutely no sense.
We got people dying of COVID, and they won't let them try ivermectin. I mean, they'll put them on palliative care, which means your loved one, when the hospital tells you we want to put your loved one on palliative care, that means that your loved one's going to die. That means they're going to kill your loved one, or your loved one's going to die of natural causes. It means it's over. They've given up the fight. But still won't allow you to try ivermectin. I mean, you know, really? Really? That's where we are? You know, what's that going to hurt? We're going to make them deader? You know, it's just, it's insanity. But, you know, thank God for things like, by the way, we're doing True Social at Tom Renz. We're just getting going on that. Thank God for uncensored mechanisms, the Substack, the website. Other than that, nobody would ever know any of this. And shows like you, Joe, thank you for having the courage to let us tell the truth on the air, because God knows CNN and Fox won't do it.
Now, I'll tell you something, Thomas. We have lost two Facebook pages. I have lost over 40,000 followers on Twitter, and I've lost two, I think maybe even three YouTube channels. And every time I lost them after doing stories about the pandemic, about COVID, about the shot. And one simply was titled the Fact and Fiction Behind COVID. And, man, that show didn't even finish before they pulled it and then canned the channel. So they are paying attention. They're watching overtime. So now we have our own online video channel that we go through, because they can't stop us there. And you and I were talking earlier a lot of these shows, a lot of these young people that are looking for podcasts. But remember something, they can shut you down with a podcast. We're on terrestrial radio. Kind of hard to shut down terrestrial radio if you need to catch the show or you want to hear some of these things.
Yep.
You know? So we can win this fight. We just need to keep fighting, as you said earlier.
Well, that's it, right? So, you know, I'm watching. I'm the guy who's getting the phone calls when people are dying, people are sick, people are this, people are that. You know, I've been dealing with this from day one. And, I get it, but I prayed.
They're about ready to hand everything off to the WHO. How do we? You know, I know how it works from a congressional standpoint, but how are you going to fight this legally? How do you stop this from happening, or can you?
Well, so you know, we've got to fight this. The courts are going to be an ugly way to do this. What they're doing is really shady. They're essentially trying to facilitate the creation of the equivalent, like an IRS, and a big administrative agency.
Right.
But they don't want, you know, the IRS is still accountable to the U.S. government. This, what they're trying to create with the WHO would be accountable to no one. And then they're going to give authority to that. I mean, so here's the thing. Do you want an IRS-type organization that's not even accountable to the federal government? They're accountable to no one. So that's kind of what they're looking at with this. And so once it's done, now understand, they're not directly going to take over our sovereignty. Constitutionally, Biden can't give that to them. But because they're going to create this big bureaucratic mess, and because guys like Biden will follow whatever they say, what will happen is they'll use Biden's power as the chief foreign relations guy in the United States. And that is constitutional. And so through that, they'll exert pressure on Biden, and Biden will happily do whatever they say. And so that's how they're going to shove it down our throats. And it's essentially a really devious legal mechanism to try and give Biden power to do things that he can't actually do constitutionally or statutorily. They're trying to do this dodge and grab this power, usurp this power by using his foreign relations power under the Constitution. Now, there's still limits to that, but that's not real clear law because no one's ever tried to give away so much power in the United States to a bunch of crooks that are owned by people like Gates, Schwab, and China. You know, I mean, who would do that? Yeah, only someone who's, so screwed up in the head. The guy's got dementia. He doesn't know what's going on. He's, the White House is controlled by, a bunch of other clowns that are there. So,
yep, I know. I totally agree. All right, real quick, we've only got about a minute and a half left or so. The monkeypox you had talked about earlier, it's been around forever. Why is it all of a sudden a problem?
There's two big issues that you got to look at. One, we just put this on my Substack. They've been doing gain of function research on monkeypox. So, is the strain that's running around the world, is it more contagious? Is it another lab leak situation? I don't know. But we do know that I've got the paper. They published it. It was on, they're doing gain-of-function work on monkeypox. The other issue is we know, McCullough just put out a paper talking about the impact on your natural immune system that these jabs give you. And part of the way that it influences your natural immune system may well reduce your ability to fight off monkeypox. Monkeypox don't normally spread very easily, but because of this, because of these jabs, you may be more susceptible to them. So the question is, if you've got a disease that's been around forever and no one's ever cared, why do we suddenly care? Well, there's only two things that have changed. One is the gain-of-function research, the other is the jab. So what we've got to ask ourselves is, what aren't they telling us about monkeypox and these other things, that have been around forever?
Well, listen, Thomas, always a pleasure to have you with me again. We'll put up a link to your website so people can get to you, they can find out more about you and get more information. Look, keep up the good work. Appreciate your involvement.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe Messina, your host. People, don't go far. You're stuck with me for the next hour, and I've got a lot that I want to get off my chest. So don't know what to tell you. Come on back.